Has anyone ever called you a name according to your ethnicity or your type or maybe your job? I've been called white trash, reject, slick willy as a slimy preacher, even a religious phony. But what about dog? Has anybody ever called you dog? Well, in today's world, it's kind of a compliment. Like, that's my dog. He's always got my back. Ah, I'm your dog, bro. Well, it wasn't always that way. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. It's a Friday. Get everybody you can to church on Sunday. Beg, bribe, borrow, steal, kidnap them. It doesn't matter. Get them to a church that talks about Jesus. And if you don't go to a church that talks about Jesus, for the love of all that's holy, find a church that talks about Jesus. If you're in an area and you don't know, email me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. I'll help you find one. And you can reach out to me at that email about anything going on in your life. Hey, we're brought to you by WellBuiltBody.com. That's gym apparel for men and women that rock and shock. It ain't for everybody, but it just might be for you. WellBuiltBody.com. I actually saw a dude in the gym yesterday sporting one of those big sweatshirt hoodies from WellBuiltBody. It looked cool, man. It looked really good on him, really. He's a big dude, so it helped. But okay, so we're going to talk about name-calling today just a little bit, but not really. I'm going to read you one of my favorite stories out of the Gospels, Matthew chapter 15, just a couple of verses, but it is amazing, truly amazing. I can almost never read this without tearing up, so here we go. Then Jesus left Galilee and went north to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Gentile woman who lived there came to him pleading, "Have mercy on me, Lord, son of David, for my daughter is possessed by a demon that torments her severely." But Jesus gave her no reply, not a word. Then his disciples urged him to send her away. "Tell her to go away," they said. "She's bothering us with all of her begging." Then Jesus finally turned to the woman and said, "I was sent only to help God's lost sheep, the people of Israel." But she came and worshiped him, pleading again, "Lord, help me." Jesus responded, "It isn't right to take food from the children and throw it to the dogs." She replied, "That's true, Lord, but even the dogs are allowed to eat the scraps that fall beneath their master's table." "Dear woman," Jesus said to her, "your faith is great. Your request is granted," and her daughter was instantly healed. Even if she accepted the term dog, she still looked at Jesus, the Messiah, as her master. Dog, right? He calls her a dog. That's what they called Gentiles back then. It was a slam. It was definitely a slam to, well, their nationality. There's no other way to put it. We all know some really crass words that we throw at people that have been thrown at people. But guess what? In the middle of this woman did not defend who she was. She was completely honest in who others thought she was, and in fact, who she probably thought she was. And whether Jesus thought this or not, which we know he did not, obviously, that wasn't the issue, right? That wasn't the issue. The issue was he was trying to show everyone around him, including his disciples, the degree of faith that she had. And it had nothing to do with how people saw her or even how she saw herself. She just knew that Jesus was the answer and that even the smallest amount of grace was enough for what she needed. Her righteousness, her good deeds, her personal reputation was not what she put her stock in because she didn't feel like she had any of that and nobody else felt like she had any of that. So there was no hope in any of those. She simply trusted that Jesus could heal her daughter, period. The disciples, such compassionate fellows, right, are like, "Look, this woman she's a Gentile. She's not clean. She's not right. She's not from our party or the right side of the tracks. And you know what? Her begging is starting to get on our nerves. Please, please, give me just a little more, please, Jesus." And they're like, "Can you just tell her to go?" And Jesus sits silently for a few minutes. Awkward, right? Just sits there. But she waits and she continues to beg. What do you do when God doesn't talk back? Well, if you're smart like this woman, you wait and you continue to talk to him. Others may scoff, like the disciples and those that are around her. You should give up. Just give up. Can you leave, please? But you know. I'm just going to wait. I'm going to continue to tell God what I need. And as a matter of speaking, it was a lesson for the ages. As everyone sat there and made their own decision, their own opinion about this woman and how she was not going to get her request fulfilled by Jesus, especially while he was silent, they were all stunned when he flips the tables and says, "No greater faith have I seen." So what are you waiting on God for today? Don't give in. Don't give up. Don't let the voices in your head call you names, or even let the so-called friends give you well-meaning advice about, well, just give up. Sometimes it doesn't work. Jesus doesn't always answer every prayer. Keep waiting and know that even a crumb is enough. Now, as she looked at Jesus and said, "Yes, but even a crumb of bread is what I'm asking for. Even the dogs get a crumb from their master." She acknowledges him as master, and she says, "All I need is a crumb." And you know what's interesting, the most interesting about this story, is that right after this happens, Jesus goes out again and feeds thousands with a small piece of bread and some fish. Again, the second time. As if a reminder to the disciples, look, even the smallest piece of bread in my hands is more than enough for whatever you need. With Jesus, there is always more than enough to those who are willing to wait. This is Garth Ekman at the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and get someone to church this Sunday, would you? Hey, until Monday, keep slaying giants.